is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Monday Psychic Love Doctor Show here on newsforthesoul.com.
This last 2 weeks.
Yes, we've been out the last couple of weeks with good old COVID. Oh, yeah, gotta love it. Actually not. So if you hear me kind of hacking little bit, it's a bit of that post-COVID cough syndrome that many of us are getting to know and love better.
Is it better? Okay. Is it good?
I think it's good.
Right.
So, welcome, and we're glad to have you with us. Now, those of you that are new, we'd like to take a couple minutes here to introduce you to personal prophecy.
Alrighty then.
And how we're going to go about this. So first of all, I'm going to use an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is the way my grandmother taught this method to me all those years ago. Ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle cards, and not any of the other reading card systems that are out there. It's important to make this, distinction due to the fact that often people misunderstand and use like tarot and playing cards interchangeably, and simply that isn't the case. Don't get me wrong, I love tarot. Love whenever I get a reading with someone that is very skilled with tarot. It's a beautiful, all life-encompassing philosophy, and I love it. Now, personal prophecy is a little bit more literal. It's going to involve more of the here and now and the path you are taking to the future. With one little exception, we are able to take a look at that future and say, I'm not sure that's really what I want to have happen, or I want to make that better, and we can do that. That's why this method is so dynamic, so life-changing, that we are literally able to improve our future before we even get there. Love it. And I also want to mention that I will be using a 24-card layout for each of the readings that I'm giving this evening. I use my own, what you would call my own, personal preference. A lot of people just kind of peel off a few cards. I prefer to go with the whole enchilada, playing field, whatever you'd like to call it. It gives me a chance to see the structure of your life. What's going on? Are you living in utter chaos? Are you organizing your life? Is it going in the direction you want, etc.? So that is what will also be part of the reading tonight too. Now I'm going to turn you all over to ta-da, Mr. Excitement himself. That is Jimbo Baggins, who is going to help you make the most of your phone call.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everyone. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I hope everybody enjoys themselves. Also, folks out there in Blog Talk land and in Facebook land, if you're international, let us know, and as soon as we can, we'll give you a live international shout-out, like we are to Laura from London, who's in Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bada-bing, bada-bang there.
She's in Ireland.
And Sophia, who's in Sweden.
Well, we got all these people just all over the place.
All right, that's all I see all so right. far. And like I say, remember, I typed it in here to the Facebook folks.
Yeah.
My account is, Facebook account's dorked, so I don't always see every single thing that's typed. So I kind of look over at her computer. If you're on Facebook, you'll see me looking at, for some reason, she gets to see everything. I only get to see some shit. Stuff. Some not buyer stuff. All righty, let's do the number thing. 646-595-4274. That is the number to call in. Get your free reading. Get in the queue. And when you get in the queue, you will be told, hey, listen to the show while you wait. You can do so. You'll hear the show. You don't hear the show, there's a problem. You should call right back immediately. Or anytime while you're holding. You'll know when you go live. You'll basically hear like an unmute little sound, your voice say unmuted or something, and we'll actually talk directly to you by area code, so you'll know. So pay attention. Listen for your area code, and that's how you know. Alrighty, let's see, Facebookers, well, you know the drill here, it's a primary call-in show. If there's lulls, we roll with that. If you just can't, no predictions here, you can't predict it. Sometimes it's solid callers, and we don't even get to them all. Sometimes things happen in the electronic world, and there's gaps. So you guys, if there's a gap, we'll let you know, Facebookers. Alright, let's see, also, real quick, Sound of Harps. That is to signify that your reading with Deborah is completed, over, finished. It's not halfway over. That sucker's done. All right? We have lots of callers. We've got to end it. And we're going to give you a single angel card before we move on to the next caller. And tonight's flavor is the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle cards. So these are specifically Archangel Michael cards. These are very good ones. Very, very, very good. We always do them on Mondays and sometimes one more day, depending on show stuff. They're very good. You will like it. You will like it a long time. I think I hit all the freaking points. Yes?
I believe so.
We, just to let you know, I don't know what it looks like on your end. We are using the, that's why I got up and played with the camera at the beginning of the show. The camera is new.
Yes, late this afternoon.
Because it's attached to a phone.
There was a death in the family. Well, it happened earlier, but I had to go dashing out. My phone broke, and we are using the Ultra Deluxe new phone that I was able to quick go out and get. And the only downside is because it broke the way it did, it's unpixelated, or I heard the guy say something.
It's screwed. It's the display is screwed up. And sometimes you can't you have to be able to touch the screen to tell it to do things, and that's 90% broken.
So I lost all my contacts.
Yeah, it's on the phone, but it doesn't do any good. It can't be transferred.
So anyway, we're starting off brand new. You might be able to see us with a better picture since we are state-of-the-art now.
All right, I open the floor immediately. The Facebook folks. You get to start us off.
They are?
Yep.
Well, how about that? And they are clamoring for a reading.
Well, then we must be first.
Jalen, who's joined us, would like to know the call-in number again.
So you might typing it. Better to type it than to say it, so they don't have to write it down. There is the number. There is the number to call in. It's going to be better to call in. That's going to be your best experience for the reading. Trust me on that. Trust me, for those who haven't done one here before by a type. All right, there you go, Deb.
Yeah.
Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
There's the announcement again for everybody. So we got that number now, 646-595-4274.
And I have to say, this time of year going into the summer tends to not be a real big, busy time for people calling in. They're out doing stuff. They found love.
Flows in the air.
And they're just very active.
I mean,
so usually,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, Shauna was on here from Michigan. She said she would like a reading. Well, then you shall call in or type it. Well, people will be calling in, so we're going to shut the Facebook door here any second now. So that was a sign when I heard the phone number. So I wanted one. So, yeah, Sophia's got throat issues, too.
Laura would like to do a video call, and I don't think that's a problem.
I don't either. Just bring your little Facebook portal thingamabobber around, right? Put it right about here, and you should be good.
There we go.
No, it's actually going to be better to do that. To Deborah Lee.
Yeah.
Facebook Messenger to Deborah Lee. Audio or video, your call. And then she's probably going to be doing it any second. And when that happens, all right. Quickly, Laura, because we've got a call rolling in, too. So you got to be very, very quick with it. Miss Laura from London in Ireland.
Well, we could take the phone call.
No, because if she's already in the process of dialing, it's going to happen. Yeah, she already said she's connecting, then you can keep that computer open if you so desire. That's your call. I recommend you do so. But she's not have to rely on that freaking chat.
Everything's gone.
Oh, yeah, probably. It stayed in. It did.
Yeah, oh, there's
that. Hit the play button down there. It all shows up here. Why wouldn't it show up here?
I don't know.
Go back to closing that.
This?
Yeah, shut your computer down. Just shut it. No. Just close the top. See if it comes over to here. Hey, can you give her a second?
Hello there, Laura.
Hi.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm cool. How are you?
Well, it's been a little bit hectic today. And, we can chill out now and have fun. So, did you have a nice flight over? Was your flight good?
Yes. My flight wasn't good. I felt quite panicked in the flight, and I was a bit sick.
Really? What happened?
Yeah.
A lot of turbulence?
I think it was anxiety more so than anything else.
Yeah, I get that, too.
That's why you freaking do shots.
Yeah.
Get to the airport early and hit the bar.
No shots for me. No shots. Quick question.
Okay.
It was my cousin's funeral today.
Yeah.
It went well. There was no disturbance given the complicated situation that I found myself in.
It's true.
Given that today went well, what are my brothers and sisters' feelings around today, please?
That's a good question.
That's good.
The cards are going down, folks. I'm typing. We're doing a Facebook Messenger reading right now. Deborah's got her computer closed, so there's a pretty good chance you could be typing things and I won't see it because my Facebook account is poo-poo caca.
I think you're going to have to.
No, it's my Facebook account.
Oh.
It's not the software.
You don't think it's corrupt?
No. Remember, this is web-based. I go through the internet. It's not like I have an app on my computer. My account's obviously jacked up, and there's not much you can do about that. It's free, you know.
It's your psychic ability, Jim.
Yeah, we know it ain't that.
And it's wrecking.
We know it's not that, don't we? Well, I don't even need to type. I just spoke with that, so I don't need to type.
All right, let's see what we've got here.
Cards are going down, and then we're going to go back to the phone lines, folks, so people on the phones.
Were they
patience.
Courteous to you? Were they polite?
There was no exchange. There was no acknowledgement on both sides. We just stayed away from each other.
Yeah, and nothing has changed in your cards. They still have a high degree of animosity in them.
Mm.
You know, and here you are. Here's the irony. You're at an event where somebody from the family has passed away.
Yep.
And people still bear their grudges.
Yep,
I don't get it, but
of all the
do.
Times when you think people would leave that at the door, and they do not.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but I guess you got to look at the bright side of that. The civility, at least, that was there, even though it was cold. Better than having people perform, I guess.
Well, you know? I think that his expression is "least said, soonest mended." It was that philosophy for me. Least said, soonest mended. You know.
Yeah.
Anything else, Deb?
Well, that man we've spoken of is here. Yes, he's here. He is, okay, you live in London, correct? He is, here she goes. I hate this thing when it does that. Anyway,
she
lost her connection.
It'll reconnect. We have a disconnection currently, but she knows she can watch the replay, so I would keep on.
The thing about these readings is that you can see somebody long before they come into your life. My late husband was in my own readings for 2 years, 2 full years, and I kept seeing this man here, and I kept thinking, what is going on? I could see him here, he'd be here, and then gone, and then back. And I thought, what is he, traveling salesman? No, he was a senior chief in the Navy.
In the Navy.
Yes, so the ship kept coming and going.
That's what they do.
But I saw also that he had separated from his wife. They were indeed getting a divorce. And that he was going to enter my life very spontaneously. And he did. But it took 2 years. Okay, sorry we lost you. You can stay on audio if you'd like. Oh, there you are. Yeah, I was, while you were absent for a moment, I was telling those who are listening and watching that someone will appear in your card who is directly, you know, the intent is that he or she is coming into your life. It's on the way. It's in process. And here he is. He doesn't live where you are currently, but he is going to relocate. And he's doing so with a very heavy heart. This can mean, what I'm feeling is there's been a loss of a family member like you're experiencing, or it could be the loss of a relationship. But, you know, people heal. You generally, there is the process of healing. Generally, people don't get stuck. They experience the loss. They go through those tragic moments, the deep regret, the grief, all of that. And then they start coming out on the other side in terms of healing. And that's what I feel is the issue with this particular man. He is on the way out. He's alone, pretty much expecting he will stay that way. But life has something in store for him. And I often say the Yiddish proverb, man plans and God laughs. So, you know, we might think this is what we're going to achieve in terms of, you know, our lifetime. But, oh, something else comes along.
Going again?
That is even better, yeah.
That's all right. She can watch the replay. Laura is, she knows this deal. We post these shows on Facebook and Blog Talk. They're posted, they're archived. You can listen / watch replays anytime you so desire.
Absolutely.
So, and that's what I recommend. You know, a lot of times people get the question and then they have to run. They can't even stick around, but they know they can get the read. So.
Especially when it's late at night.
But yeah, it is pretty late over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is already, she said it's, I don't know what she said. I'm saying it's already another day there, right?
It's
getting ready to be about 40 minutes.
An hour earlier than our normal.
Yeah, this is it's about 40 minutes ish. It'll be Tuesday there. All right, real quick. Laura wants to know if it's the same guy.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, you might as well move that to the side so you can.
And
pop
I love. I can't wait to say, I told you so. Excuse me. Many people have found their true love through these readings, and I feel very, very delighted when that happens. So.
Alrighty, let's wrap it.
Yes. Yes, Laura. Yes, Way. He's here. Okay.
Oh, an international shout out to Laura from Canada. We have our Lauras. Our Lauras have arrived.
Yes.
All right, our intercontinental Lauras.
And those of you that are watching us on Facebook, if you don't say anything or put in any kind of emoji, something, we will not know that you're here.
Sometimes it takes more. Don't just hit the little heart thing sometimes. They'll just go flying by.
Yeah.
If you're on your phone, it's weird. If you're on your phone, you can send little hearts and likes flying. You can't really do it here on the actual PC. But anyway, I've been trying to get this out. it is time for her angel card reading before we move on. It is, the subject is, it's time to play.
Ooh.
You're working too hard and worrying about everything. Seek out joyous experiences to bring some balance into your life.
I like that. So get a little
yeah,
more social.
And, you know, the funeral thing isn't going to really bring out a joyous experience to begin with, but maybe it's saying after this, maybe you need to kind of do Laura. Do Laura for a while. Don't worry about other people and other things and problems.
That's
do a little Laura.
It's going to come when it comes. You can't rush it. You can't push it. You can't go hunt it down. You can try. That's a good way to invite a bunch of losers into your life.
Loser. Yeah, that's true. You don't want to be desperate. You don't want to take the first life ring that somebody flings out there if you know how to swim.
And it's almost like a cologne when you are desperate. When you're a desperado, others can sense your vibe.
I can't do anything about that because I don't see that on my computer.
What are we looking at?
The scammer.
Where?
Just hit that little, hit the little dots next to them. Go up, 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 up. Right there.
Right here.
Hit the little dots and then, I guess, report it. For some reason, it's not the...
For nudity or what? For spam?
Yeah.
And then how do I make them go away?
Maybe it will on its own.
Block.
Yes. Sorry, we had a... It's, for some reason... For her account, it's not giving her a lot of great options. So
okay. It's
the comment's still there, but... Oh, there it is, and I could take care of it. Now, let's get started. We're going back to the callers. We have callers lined up now. We're going to go to the first one, which is cool because I don't know where it's from. It's All Ones. It's a Skype call. Welcome to the show, All Ones. Thank you for holding.
Hello.
I got it.
Who is on the line with us? Hello.
Hello, Skyper, All Ones. You can do it.
Hello.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Everybody, little doors for you there. Jim Morrison, I am not.
Hello, I don't think we have.
I know.
Is it me? Is it me?
Oh, yes.
Hello, are you here? Is this Skype?
Hi, you guys. I didn't know. I'm not from a 111. I'm not calling through Skype. I'm calling through my home phone.
What
and
area
code? And it should be a 678. This is Jalen.
Oh, it is definitely Jalen who I saw on the computer. Okay. All right,
hi,
well, Jalen.
Good to hear
it has
from
been,
you.
It has been a few moons. It has been a few moons. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. I'm glad to see you guys on, catch you guys on. It seems like I'm always missing you. So, yeah.
How are things going for you?
Yeah, what's new?
Okay, what's new is I'm
go.
Thinking about selling my home. I'm thinking about selling my home, moving to another county, which would be in a better school district for my daughter. Only thing about it is that the interest rates are higher than what I currently have.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
But I wanted to know what you saw coming for me, like if you see any homes that I would be interested in.
Okay.
Or me actually making the move.
Yeah, very good question.
You know, I got screwed really hard. I didn't even get paid for it. I got screwed hard on that interest rate thing.
Why?
Because it dragged up, and I lost the window. I lost. I had a 4% or something like that, and I lost it because there was one problem after another, and it wasn't the financial news problem. So they said, "Well, sorry, we got to re-rack and go with the current interest rate." That skyrocketed. Right. So I will refinance when they go back down. But
that's like 7%.
Yeah, that's what I got. Yay! Instead of 4. It went 4 something or what? Oh, my goodness.
And you know, the thing
power
is,
vomit.
When you're dealing with, like, say, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I could just puke on myself.
That is substantial.
Yeah, I was
a lot of money, yeah.
Yeah.
It is a lot of money, but like I said, we all know, okay, all right, I will refinance then. That's all that means.
Yeah, and you'll spend more thousands.
Yeah, well, and it's horrible. And that's another, it's such a horrible experience.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway,
it's
let's
like
go
starting
back.
Over when you get ready to refinance. It's just
it
starting over again.
It is just like that. You are correct. All you're doing is cutting out one other entity, and that is like the seller, because you are both. But otherwise, it's still just the same thing. It's a
I
big
think
pain in the ass.
Wrong.
That's all right.
And
all right.
While I'm laying these out.
Hey, it's important to be accurate. Accuracy is important.
That's wonderful.
See, I didn't see that. I see nothing.
She's from Ontario, by the way.
Oh, well, then we have another international shout-out to Margaret from Canada.
She typed in, hi, you said something last time about someone having a baby. You were right. My niece is expecting.
Having my baby.
I don't know what it is with pregnancies, but they love to come through the cards. Yeah. And the ones
well,
that
hopefully they won't come through
mine.
Yes.
That's well, true. Not everybody wants to see that card now, do they?
No, I counted wrong, so we'll just keep chatting for a minute.
All right, chippity-chippity-chat. All right, now let's see. We're talking
about... My grandmother always said, if you do not want to be pregnant, she'd say to a young lady, keep your legs crossed and your mind on Jesus.
Okay. Well,
that was grandma's advice, yes.
Well, okay, but...
I'm kind of past that point, so...
I am too. Everything is, you know, whatever. So are you looking to possibly even brave the horrible interest rates and still try to pull this off? That's why I was kind of busy at the time. Or you want
to... I know that I'm going to end up going to a higher interest, but... I think with the school system that I'm in, if I can move to a better school district, it'll be better for my daughter. So it'll kind of balance itself out.
Sure. And like we all say, the opportunity comes around, and I think your volume's, is it on there? No. Hearing things then.
That's Jalen's daughter.
Oh, okay. I was like,
she wants to get on the radio,
like,
too.
I'm hearing stuff, man. Oh, okay. At least I know I'm not hearing voices. Okay. But, yeah, like you can always refinance, too, if that opportunity time comes. Yep, that
right.
True.
Right. Yep. I don't know how soon these rates are going to come back down.
Typically they go up quickly, but they come down, could be another 1, 2, 3. We don't know. They were such a historic low. That's what makes me want to vomit, but I missed it.
And I got a pretty good rate myself when – I bought
it. Yours wasn't bad, especially for then. It wasn't. You got pretty as low as it was then.
Yeah.
All right. You got the cards down?
For Jalen. Yes, absolutely. There is going to be a house you're going to find. You're going to hear about it from a friend. They're going to tell you about a darling house. And you are going to find it meets all of your criteria for, you know, moving, the school district, everything. And... you know, a lot of times realtors have creative financing that they can help you sort of ride out the bad interest rates, which fluctuate. They go up and they go down. And I think that you are going to fall into a perfect situation. So, you know, keep yourself in an expectant state of mind. It's not like pregnant expectant. No. Don't think about that. But be expecting that you're going to hear of a home that is going to be, I don't know about you, but when I walk in and I'm viewing homes, I know right away if this is going to be my
state
or not, the minute I'm in the door. So that's how it's going to be for you.
International shout out to Mike from the UK.
Mike.
I had to look at her computer.
I'm Mike from the UK.
Hey, Jalen says, hi, Mike from the UK.
I think he heard that, I would hope.
I think he did.
That speaker's right by the microphone.
Yes, I think everything's going to be terrific for you. So look on the bright side, and maybe you could use a little law of attraction and bring those interest rates down for all of us.
That would be ideal.
I would love to refinance. I really would.
You could.
It's just that I'm really looking to find something before the new school season starts.
Absolutely.
And I just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. You know
I'm kind of back
know.
And forth because I want to be able to sell my home and get top dollar for it as well.
Of course. Yeah. You want that. And it's tough. And moving sucks, too.
Yeah. For sure.
Moving sucks. And then just the selling and buying houses.
Dirty.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so stressful and horrible.
It's all dirty business.
It is.
It is.
It's like so much... paperwork and this and that and this. Oh, this is a problem. This, oh, Lord Jesus. I don't have to tell her, though, anyway.
No, we know. Keep your hopes up. I really feel something is coming to you, and you're going to just love it.
Maintain some positivity. All right. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Wait now. Don't go.
Before you depart, I shall give you your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. Subject is, all is in perfect timing. This is it. Time to take action now. I will be here to help you every step of the way. Archangel Michael, that card says now is the time, but that's relative anyway. Now could take 6 months, but yeah.
Now, right.
Now is at least the time to start looking, maybe.
Presently, yeah.
Yeah. And you're already kind of, your brain's already on the now because you're talking about it, so it sounds like you're already at least thinking about it.
All righty then.
Oh,
thank you. Good luck.
All right,
you.
Thank you guys. I'll be calling back again. You guys have
okay.
a good night.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Yeah, I saw her on Facebook very early on, so that's cool.
She has come a long way since we first met her.
Yeah, I just don't remember her too much from the past.
The progress that people make emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, it can be amazing.
Humans always want to endure. You know, that's how species stay alive, is they want to not give up on anything. And that's good. That's good to have that spirit. All right.
And then when they get their lives fulfilled, or they meet that one who's going to, you know, go through the future with them forever, we'll say, I don't hear from them anymore, and I'm happy because that means they're happy. People don't call me up and want a reading just to say, hey, hi, how are you? So that makes me feel
actually,
very good.
Once in a while, we'd get those.
Do we?
People just say, hey, I'm just here listening and just wanted to say hi, remember?
Oh, yes, that's right.
That is true.
I just meant to say.
I know what she's talking about, like the people that are like her regular client, people that are like pay her and set aside time and have a lot of problems. They once they're happy, they don't bother. They'll check in once in a while, but all right, we got to take a call, Deb.
Okay, no.
989, which tells me it's in the state of Michigan. 989, welcome. This is the Great Lakes State.
Oh,
hello. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi,
Michigan.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, hello. And you are?
Is this Shauna?
Shauna.
Yes, it is.
Well, she was on Facebook. Yeah, she was like very, very early in the Facebook show. Well, welcome.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh,
great. Is this your first reading?
Yes, it is.
Well, awesome. So you've been listening, so you kind of got the feel for how this goes, which helps.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
ask
it
a
does.
Question.
It really does.
Give us some background and ask a question or two.
Yes. Remember, I need to create or develop a connection to you.
Okay.
In terms of familiarity and or spiritually. So just when you're new, if you say, well, give me a general reading, you're just going to get nothing but general.
And like, for instance, the first two callers you heard, they've called a lot. So we didn't have to pump them for info too much, and they didn't have to provide too much. But you're new. I mean, you have a question. You're something you care about, a subject. Give us some background on that. That'll help her with the reading.
Yeah.
And let it rip.
Oh, I got a lot to say. No.
Let it play. We're here. We're reading.
Anyways, no, yeah. Well, I have 6 kids, 3 step-3 are mine. And, you know, I'm from the Upper Peninsula, which is...
Oh,
I'm a Youper, yes.
Youper, yep, Youper.
Like Escanaba or somewhere up
my,
in here.
Yeah, my mom and my dad was born in Escanaba. And I was born in Iron River, but anyways.
I lived in Marinette, and it was a lovely little place to live, right on the river.
That was like in the 80s, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Many moons ago.
Yeah. Well, go ahead now, Shauna. Tell us.
Yes.
Tell us more.
So anyways, my life has just been chaotic and hectic, and it just seems like I just can't get anywhere. I mean, I have an invention that I'm trying to get somebody to help me, you know, finance. And, you know, it's just, I've been very, like, depressed and just a lot of things, you know, going on in my life. And I just am, like, at a standstill. I don't know what to do, you know. It's just been, this past few years have been just really, I don't know, ever since COVID maybe, It's just gotten worse. Uh-huh. You know, I worked at a hospital, and I've seen a lot of people die. But, you know, so but I'm trying to get my life together, my bills, finances, everything, and it's just been a struggle, and I don't know if I'll ever get through it.
Okay, Shauna, would you mind if I asked how old you are?
Ish.
I'm 57, but I look like I'm 29. No,
lucky for you.
I'm 57, and I don't look 29. Just like it is.
Shauna, have you been through menopause yet?
Oh, yeah, I've been premenopausal for a while, for years and years.
Have you talked to your physician?
Remember, she's in the medical field.
About possibly I take a little happy pill. When I was in perimenopause, I was crying over TV commercials. I knew that something was not right.
You said was?
Hey, you. And anyway, she gave me a really nice little, it just smooths things out. I don't feel it. There's no crash. And I'm wondering if you have pursued or explored that, because it could really help.
I have. And but, you know, I've had growing up, I've had a lot of trauma in my life. And actually, I'm starting to write my feelings down, which I've never done it ever, ever, ever. And my hand just keeps going and it keeps writing. And even though it may skip something and then I go back to it, at least I'm writing it down.
Sure. There's nothing. And you mean physically writing, like pen and paper style?
Oh, yeah. No,
old school. Gotta love it.
I love old school.
Hey, we get the newspaper delivered here every single day.
And people laugh at us
when
we're out at lunch.
Paper.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love reading the newspaper. I love reading books.
Yeah, same thing. I know the electronic thing, I don't know, there's something weird about it. I just like the books. Stick a bookmark, fold the page, whatever your style is.
Dog-eared page.
Exactly, full page. Yeah, whatever your style is, it's cool. Especially if it's a really coveted book, you get the nice hardcover. You know,
all
a real
I
nice
have
one.
Hardcover.
That
yeah.
looks good. Yeah, they look great on the shelf. They look so nice.
Yep.
All right, back to reading.
A question for you. How is your relationship with the father of the children?
My ex-husband? actually, it's better. It's better. He's an alcoholic, and he's been getting in a little trouble, but he's quit drinking because of the court system. Thank God for the court system, but we get along.
I think that's wonderful. And I also feel, looking at your car, I wanted to ask because I could tell that you were divorced, but, you know, a lot of times these relationships can be, you know, have a lot of acrimonious aspects to them where it's like fighting never ends. So I'm glad to hear that you two are, you know, on the same page. She's quit drinking. And I've got a few things to tell you about your future that I'm seeing by September you're going to be stepping into. I feel that you are right on the brink, Shauna, of a whole transition in terms of your life. Okay.
Yep.
If you've been feeling stuck, there's a reason for that. People that say, I'm like stuck, I can't get out of this rut. Well, it's very much like how a moth goes into a cocoon stage or a caterpillar, and it'll be in this you know, what do you call it, the chrysalis?
Well, it's in the cocoon. It's the metamorphosis.
It's
the transformation metamorphosis going on.
Life is going on around that caterpillar as it's going through its transformation. And when that butterfly emerges, it's going to be at the point that it needs to be with the rest of, it's hard to explain. It's like the world is going forward. And you right now are a little bit ahead of your time. So your time is still, I think it's in the fall.
Hence the level of frustration she's feeling, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I really think it's very cathartic for you to be writing down going, say, over your past, those of us that have had really traumatic childhoods, you think once we grow up, well, we can just put that behind us. It doesn't work that way. It can cause a lot of psychological and emotional problems for us. But I want you to know that I really feel you are going to, first of all, get that invention, what do you call it, to put into, like, production, get it going.
Yeah.
That's like your little gold mine there, Shauna.
It's really important to me.
And if others cannot see its value, they're the wrong people to even consider to include in, say, your venture. We'll put it that way.
Yes.
Journey of a thing called life.
And there's another man coming for you, if you can stand the thought.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
because she's not really looking.
Life brings it.
Life don't give a damn. All right, go ahead.
And as we get older, we become distant from all of that. You know, we don't really need that romance and all the, you know. So anyway, I've got to hurry this up a little bit and just tell you that things are on the move. You are going to be involved in a huge shift in your life that is really going to put you in the sunshine rather than you being stuck in the shadows. So for a first reading, I think this has been informative.
Yes.
If you keep coming, we can keep, you know, going deeper and deeper.
If you haven't, make sure that you follow News for the Soul on Blog Talk. Make sure that you follow the Psychic Love Doctor Show on Facebook. You'll get notified when we
Okay. Yeah. Good.
We do multiple shows. We're pretty much here every Monday except when we're sick, and then we do other stuff in between. I can't wait to do this. We have an Archangel Michael card for you. Subject is Angels of Healing are with you. A time of healing is about to bless your life. Accept Archangel Raphael's emerald green light while I enhance your strength.
Love it. Love
it. I love emerald green.
And Archangel Raphael thing is his emerald green light that's around him.
We have our Sophia,
Sophia did those cards
from Sweden
on Saturday,
who's joined us on Facebook. She was giving
Raphael readings.
Raphael readings. They were awesome.
Yeah, Saturday she had the Raphael.
So we'll have to talk her into
it. Indeed we will. All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll talk soon.
Yeah,
don't be a stranger.
Please.
You guys are awesome.
She's rising. Well, thank you. That makes me feel really good. Thank you.
Yep. We hope that you come back, and it doesn't always have to be in a negative way, but we're always here.
Exactly. Thank you.
You can knock on our door every show. It's not like there's a limit.
Please
do. Let you know.
Would you see?
That's good to know.
Bye-bye. Yeah, two. Yes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, hon.
Thank you so much. All right, let's see here. We're going to watch the clock here. And I am not, like, chatting with friends or anything. I'm talking to headquarters. Commander-in-Chief, Nicole. I have direct communication here. It's quicker. It's the quickest way to do it is to text. And I think we're going to get it done. So clock's ticking and we can't fart around. So let's go to area code 520, which is Olisa.
Oh, you guys.
Hey, just
you
to let you know, this is you Monday, so the show will end when the show ends, so we got 10 minutes.
Okay. So what do the cards say, Deb? What do the cards say? We went for a walk, and my brother called while we were on the walk, and I took the phone call, and I told my brother, and right away my neighbor jumped in, and my brother and I talked about this later, and I said, you know, he's manipulative. He wanted you to know he was there with me. And my brother said, yeah, I know. My brother is not taking a liking to him. He's gone in a different direction with not liking him because I told my brother about the neighbor's friend coming on to me, and he doesn't like that. And I don't know. What are the cards, Jeb?
Yeah, just cards, because you got to take the sibling thing with a grain of salt.
Oh, yeah.
Devil do the card. Sometimes they can be overprotective, but other times they can be spot on.
Or they can be just jerky about
things. Oh, no, I'm just, I'm saying sometimes they can be overprotective and nobody's good or blah, 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 but other times they can be spot on because they don't have the cloud of love in front of them. The brother will be
the
like...
The cloud of love.
The brother will be like, that guy's a jackwad. And, you know, sometimes you worry that it's just because, you know, they're being overprotective, but sometimes they can see things that you can't.
Did you know, as I'm laying out Lisa's card...
Card's going down.
That love can be one of the riskiest things we ever do with our emotion. Love. Just think of it. You're kind of like putting yourself out there. It's
there is a level of vulnerability that you are basically, if you're doing it all in, you're dropping the shields.
And it's trust and it's faith and loyalty.
Yeah, if you're keeping shields up and distances there, then you're not really going all in.
But I think that if you really, truly love somebody, and this is something now in my life that I try to put into motion, if you really, truly love somebody, I hear you, then you will love them no matter what.
Well,
you want them to be happy, whether it's with you or without you.
But nobody ever on earth ever does that,
I'm working on it.
But nobody ever does that. Because it's a me thing. But anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Okay, what do we got here for Lisa?
Lisa.
And Lisa has been a long-term case study for us, for those of you that don't know. She calls in every show that we have, practically.
She's had big transitions happening in her life.
Yeah, and I wanted to demonstrate what I really do one-on-one with clients.
A lot of stuff that's been going on.
You can't take them, I got to turn that down. You can't take them immediately and say, oh, this guy is no good for you, so you need to just get rid of him, blah, blah, blah. What'll happen? They don't come back. So we have to walk with them gently. And
you know what?
And
the future does change,
them.
Right? Like you said, too, the future can
and
change.
And it does change, yes.
So right now she can see something in the cards and then some whole bunch of series of events. That's why it's good to call back a lot.
Well, one thing, Lisa, you are very sensitive. You should not pay attention to your brother. He's like on a different wavelength.
So it's the grain of salt thing.
Yes.
Take it with a grain of salt, but be appreciative that he cares. At
and
least,
how
right?
many years are there between you and your bro?
Ooh.
I'm interested to know.
Hello. Well, my brother is hugely good looking. I mean, and he's a very established businessman. He's had a lot of women, and so
what's your age difference?
How many years apart?
What's your age difference?
Growing up to?
Oh,
Who's the oldest?
Or four. Maybe four. Or six.
Baby?
Who's the oldest?
I'm the older. I'm the older one.
Okay.
But had a lot of experience. And he said, you know, I've been in these situations because, well, anyway. So it isn't what it is.
Here's what I'm picking up. He has held something against you even as little kids, all right? And it irks him. This is crazy.
No.
But,
I mean, is that the neighbor? I was really more interested.
No, it's
your
brother. The brother.
I don't really want. It's okay on the brother. I don't know what's going on with me and the neighbor is what's happening.
So you don't really care.
Basically,
too much about
my neighbor.
Yeah, go ahead.
My neighbor, when the phone rang, and you know when you've got him in your contacts and it announces who's calling you?
Yeah.
So he knew it was my brother, and he wants to, you know, he likes my brother, and he hasn't met him face-to-face, and he wanted him to know. And my brother and I talked about this later, that my neighbor wanted my brother to know he was there, and he was in my phone, he was talking, he was trying to help me with the phone because I was on my bicycle, and he was trying to show me how to put the phone so I could hear it where I wouldn't have to handle it. I just want to know what's going on with the neighbor. Are we going to have the next? You know, actually, yesterday I did talk to the neighbor last night, and I said, look, this radio show that I call into, they're saying that something is going to happen here between us. And it's not good. I said, we've got some good energy going on right now. Can you just, can we keep it this way, or does it have to go sideways and upside down and explode like it has in the past?
What was his response?
Yeah, that'd be interesting to hear. Probably not good.
He said, what did he say? God, I'm trying to remember. He said, do you want guarantees? He said, do you want it written in blood? What do you want? He said, I'll give it to you. I don't know. What did the card say?
I think that was the best thing you could have done. Is we've been saying this all along.
Yeah, bring it up.
Start talking to him.
Yep.
But don't confront, because
right.
that's going to put, you know, all his walls
yeah.
up. So you didn't confront. You were curious.
You addressed the concern.
And by putting it out there, you both have the conscious opportunity to change the future. So that's not in the cards anymore.
And you know, us guys cannot figure you chicks out. So it's better that you bring these things up so we know what the hell's going on between those ears. So that's good that you do that. You're helping them out in the long run.
What, you can't read our minds?
Yeah, we can't read your minds. Well, we can't. Not those minds. We don't even speak that language. So even if we could read your minds, we wouldn't know what we were looking at.
Lisa, things look really good because we're running out of time.
Yeah, we are getting tickety-tick-tock.
But you took a really good, positive, proactive step.
Real quick,
love it.
Summer, you see no catastrophes on the immediate horizon.
No, but call us next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nothing crazy you have to worry about in the immediate future. Everything's going to be smooth so far is what she's saying.
No,
big picture.
I think she's actually starting to express herself.
Yeah, and you know, either that's, it's either going to make it or break it, but you got to do it.
Yeah. So
here's your Archangel Michael Angel card reading. The subject is have no fear. Fear is a trap of the ego. Allow me, this is Michael speaking, allow me to use my sword of light to free you from the disquieting feelings you're holding back.
I love that.
Said she's starting to do it by bringing up things.
Yes.
Yes, those feelings, you do it. Don't fear bringing them up.
And you're not in tears, which can really be off-putting
to a
guy.
You're not antagonizing, picking this one subject, you're just going generally what's going on. That you have the right to do so.
I think she's doing great.
You are doing great.
Yep, Lisa, you get a star.
Holy
star.
Oh, you guys are so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
We understand. You know, we understand, and we're on Team Lisa. We got to start putting a wrap on this show, though.
Yeah, we got to wrap now.
You got to do the wrap, baby doll.
Facebookers, stay where you are.
All right, Lisa, have a good evening, because it's early where you are.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Wow. So enjoy yourself. Be proud of yourself and watch and see what happens. It's going to be good.
Yeah, and you know, you check back with us the next show, whatever that may be.
Yeah. So take care, honey.
All right. We got to start putting our wrap on. We're at the less than a minute mark, Deb. So
okay.
do the voodoo that you do. This is the Block Doc. We're not shutting Facebook.
So Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Join us right here, Psychic Love Doctor Show, and check out all that you see available on newsforthesoul.com.
24/7 operation.
She's got everything.
They're always on the front, too, when you go there because it's a big operation. They've been there forever.
It is a big
operation.
I think she's in her 25th or
Yeah,
16th.
So you don't even have to go. You don't have to go digging, Mike, if you're looking for other stuff. News for the Soul will be right
some
there.
Some big names, some up-and-comers. I mean, she's got them.
A lot of different topics, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all this.
No, it's not all.
It's up for everybody.
So take care, everybody. We love you all, and we will be with you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Yep, we got to go because News for the Soul's got another show.
All right.
Leave the volume off.
There it is.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.